It's here and now. And one of the things I've always regretted is that I didn't become truly fluent in another language. I took French in high school and Spanish in college, and I speak both of them well enough to get around in French and Spanish-speaking countries, but I could be a lot better. The thing is, in many places, you don't need to know another language because so many people speak at least some English. And perhaps that's no surprise, especially because so much of the language of technology used around the world is in English. But does that mean English is going to increasingly take the place of other languages around the world? Joining us to talk about that is Sally Coco Mufuene, professor of linguistics at the University of Chicago. Professor, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Do you think that English is the language that is most on the ascent around the world as the global language, or is Mandarin or Arabic or Spanish more on the ascent than English?
English is, but English is on the ascent as a lingua franca. That is a language that you are going to use when you are talking to somebody that doesn't know your language. But otherwise, as a mother tongue, there are many more Spanish speakers than there are English speakers, and there are, of course, more Chinese speakers than there are English speakers.
So then why is English the one that you use if you don't know the other person's language?
That's a consequence of the history of colonization. And then, you know, a side effect of that is the emergence of the United States, which is a major superpower worldwide, and there's a lot of millions of people speaking English. And in terms of buying power, the rest of the world wants to sell things to the United States, well, to Anglophone North America and to the British Commonwealth, and in that kind of business, it's the buyer's language, and people need to speak English in order to sell goods to the buyer.
What language do you think is on the decline right now?
Well, the languages that are on the decline are languages in places where English or any other European language has become the language of the home. So like in the United States, Native American languages are on the decline because the population structure of the United States favors English as a home language. But if you compare English to Japanese, English is not pushing Japanese back. So there are a few myths that are floating around about English being the super killer language, but you have to be very careful for that because what English is doing to other languages in places like the United States and Australia is not happening in places like Ghana or Nigeria or India.
That it has not had any effect on their languages.
Exactly. English is actually adapting to new situations and being spoken differently.
You know, years ago, years and years ago now, a long time ago, the French were very upset that certain English words were starting to creep into the language. Things like blue jeans, this was a concept that we brought and they didn't have a word for it. So they just used our word for it and they were not happy
Mr.
about it.
Mr. Cool and Mr. Clean, they are worried about
Mr.
those
Mr. Clean, right. So what about now? Now that there are so many words that are coming through technology, does that worry you as a linguist?
Well, as a linguist, I'm not worried about that because I know that languages are adaptive, but I also know that the French are worried about it. But not every French citizen is worried about it. It's people in the Académie Française who are worried about it and people in the Organization of French-Speaking Countries. They are worried about it for political reasons because they think that English is contaminating their language.
But you're saying we need to just relax and languages adapt and this is what happens and it's not the end of the world.
Right. If you look at the vocabulary of English, how many words has English borrowed from French? Plenty. Probably many more than French is borrowing from English now.
Well, Sally Coco Mufuene, before we let you go, I want to ask a question that maybe a parent out there listening or a student out there listening would want to know. Somebody who's here in the United States, what would you say is the best language for that person to be taking in their school in 2015? What language would you have your own children learn right now to really make it in the world if they already know English as their first language?
well, if my child is going to work in the United States and not abroad, I would recommend Spanish or sign language, American sign language. Yes, because these are languages that are very helpful. It would increase the number of people that the child is likely to interact with.
Hmm. And which language do you wish you spoke?
I have not thought of that.
Well, what about now? What do you think?
Well, it depends on where I want to go next. Usually when I travel, then I find it frustrating not to be able to speak the local language. So last time I went to Brazil, I wanted to do some shopping, and English didn't take me very far in Brazil, so I wish I spoke Portuguese too.
Sally Coco Mufuene, professor of linguistics at the University of Chicago, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.